The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Take this job and shove it.
Get ready to go into business for yourself. The Franchise Academy Radio Show with your host and small business and franchise expert, Tom Skarda. I was working.
Hello, this is Tom Skarda, and this is the Franchise Radio Show, and we're live every Tuesday night at 8 p.m., and we are everything franchising, talking everything from how to buy a franchise, how to run a franchise, how to sell a franchise, how to turn your business into a franchise, everything you ever wanted to know. So the mission here is really to educate folks about the franchise industry and really give unbiased information for folks who are potential franchise buyers, and also really talk about best practices for existing franchises and even small business owners that are not franchises. In addition, we want to give a platform to the suppliers of the franchise industry and educate business owners and the public about the various services that are available to them. And, you know, these shows are recorded and they're podcasted on iTunes every week. So you could go back, you could go to the Franchise Radio Show and listen to these old shows that we do, and you could also hear it on iTunes as well. If you're interested in owning a franchise, I'm actually a franchise coach, and I advise people on buying a franchise. And you can get a free copy of my book, my new ebook, The Road to Franchise Freedom, and just go to 21franchisetraps.com. Again, 21franchisetraps.com. And it helps people who are thinking about franchising avoid the common pitfalls that people fall into. So tonight's really exciting. I have one of a friend of mine and someone who I met actually in a cab for the first time. I remember vividly at a franchise conference. We were somewhere in the South, I believe. And I have Jeff Duden with us coming on in just a minute. And Jeff is the CEO and founder of AdvantiClean, which is a national franchise. What's cool about Jeff is many, many things, but he just did a stint on Undercover Boss, and he's going to talk about that a little bit tonight. But we have a lot of questions for him to talk about what excites him and what got him into franchising and made that choice of expanding his little franchise in the Carolinas into something that's now in 34 different states across the country and expanding on a weekly basis. And it's very, very exciting times. So, Jeff, are you on?
I'm on, Tom. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for coming on. It's so good to hear you.
Glad to be here.
This is so awesome. So, Jeff is also an author and wrote a book called Hey Coach, which I have a personal copy of, signed by Jeff, and it's really for it's a guide for people that are both new and experienced coaches that are, you know, with any kind of youth sports organization, and helps people deliver a great experience for the kids and really get exceptional results from the kids. And it's really exciting because, as I said, Jeff is a celebrity now because he's been on one of the highest rated shows in the country, Undercover Boss, and worked with his franchise owners and their employees and made a really great episode. So I love that. So welcome, Jeff, and happy to have you here.
Excited to be here, and really appreciate the opportunity, Tom. And hey, who paid for that cab ride? You or me? I don't remember.
You know, you paid for it. Because not that I'm cheap, but I keep notes on stuff like that. So
okay, well, good.
I do remember. I remember we were talking about your kids and stuff, and
yeah, I remember it as well. It's been a good ride.
Yeah, and that's just the beginning, and we're still getting going here, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this is very cool. So tell me a little bit about your story. You know, why franchising for you?
Well, Tom, you know, I when you do a thing like Undercover Boss, you know, it's one of those moments where you really have to, you get asked the same question over and over again, and you get to go back and really think about, you know, how everything came together. So it was a pretty cool experience. And you know, my story was, I grew up in Chicago as the middle brother of three boys, and I had a couple of false starts in college. and ended up back home, and then ultimately earned a football scholarship out to Appalachian State in Boone, North Carolina, which was a real change. The town is still trying to adjust to me landing there from Chicago. But I needed money, right? And I didn't have a lot in the summer. I wanted to stay. I liked it out there. So I started a painting business. And the first summer was a little bit slow, but the next year, the business really took off. And we started painting student apartments, and we had a great thing, so much so that when I graduated, my partner and I graduated, we just continued with the business. It was enough to sustain us there. So we had younger brothers that came to school, and we taught them the business, and they took the business over, and they put themselves through college on it.
Wow.
And for me, I think back, and I say, wow, that was a real pivotal moment, because it showed me that I could start a business and create a model, that I could share it with somebody, and that they could be successful in their life running that business, and I could benefit from it as well. Because, you know, we were still the owners, and we took a little bit of money, and it helped me actually launch AdvantaClean ultimately. So so that was real cool, and that's kind of how we got started. And after about that time, Hurricane Andrew devastated South Florida, and we got a call from a buddy and said, man, these people down here need some help, and the painting season was winding down. So my business partner and I, we took off. We left our younger brothers to see if we could help the people of South Florida recover, and that ended up being about a three-year adventure for us. And coming out of that, learning restoration side of the business and the environmental side of the business and the cleanup, AdvantaClean was ultimately born in 1994, and we've operated that business continuously since then, and we franchised our offering to the general public in 2009, and since then we've grown quickly into 34 states.
Yeah, it's been a great story, and one I've witnessed since, I don't know when, 2010-ish maybe. I don't know exactly when we started, but you know, have placed people in that business, have worked along with your staff, been down to your office too a couple of years ago, which was a lot of fun. I remember that. So what exactly is AdvantaClean? People, you know, here on Long Island where we're based, but also as they listen across the country on iTunes, what exactly does AdvantaClean do?
So we're really, we are about clean, safe, healthy, energy efficient homes and businesses. And we get involved oftentimes when moisture gets in places where it doesn't belong. So if it gets in there all at once into a home or a business, it's a flooding situation, we'll deflood the property, we'll dry the structure out, we'll get it clean, safe, ready to go back. If it gets in there over time, homes have a lot of issues with water and moisture. Sometimes we'll do mold remediation, we'll do duct cleaning. And then before we leave the home, we actually have a complete set of offerings in attics and basements and crawl spaces to make them clean, safe, and healthy, like waterproofing, sealed crawl space, dehumidification systems. So we're really about the indoor environment and things that affect the indoor air quality, and also things that affect the home. So, we do a lot of residential work, but we also work a lot in institutions like hospitals and VA facilities and universities and public buildings and things like that. So the business really has a lot of applications. And it has applications in every market. Then we, for example, radon is a service that we offer. So in a lot of markets, there's a radon issue. That's an indoor air quality issue. It's clean, safe, and healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, so the brand is really positioned, Tom, to be very durable and to be able to help a lot of people as we continue to find things that affect our indoor air quality, our quality of life, and ultimately our homes.
I think it's become a mega issue for a lot of people. Even, you know, my wife and I, we wake up with allergies, and my wife Gina's on the air with me tonight, my sidekick.
Oh, thank you for finally introducing me. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Gina.
How are you?
How are you?
This is, been going
I'm
on
great.
For 34 years. I forget to introduce her to my friends. Yeah. I apologize.
Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
I think after 34 years, I would have learned better to not forget. But we have allergy, you know, stuff going on in the house. I mean, it often makes me wonder whether we have, you know, mold from prior water issues or whatever. You know, we're in the house 25 years, actually, this month. Next week will be 25 years exactly, June 24th.
Wow.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know why I remember. The reason I remember that is because my parents' wedding anniversary is June 24th. Although they got divorced 30 years ago. So
yeah, that didn't work out too well.
That didn't work out. But they got three boys, just like you and your brothers. I'm the oldest, and not the middle guy. The middle guy is always a tough position.
But yeah, you're battling both ways.
Yeah, there's no question about it. In my house, it was we used to eat like football players with our arms out, trying to get as much as we can before the other guy ate it. So
yeah,
you could understand that.
Absolutely.
But, I didn't realize you were from Chicago. I thought you were born and raised down in the Carolinas. So you got there because of the football scholarship.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. I did not know that. So let me ask you this, Jeff. You have a very different perspective than how I got into franchising. But from your perspective, why do people choose to join a franchise?
You know, that's really a great question. And I, from my view, franchising is going to continue to be more and more pervasive and more relevant, because it's going to have to be, and people are going to have to kind of stand up for themselves. And, you know, so many people are looking to do something for themselves, something that's proven to work, right? You don't want to take all the risk on of reinventing the wheel. You know, you start with some leverage in terms of brand, in terms of systems, everything you need, and then you put your talent, your effort, your investment to work in that business, and you make something for yourself. So, right. You know, and there's something else too that you know, I talk with our prospects about and our owners about. It's you really get a freedom of choice that comes with owning a business, and here's what I mean by that. Now, don't get me wrong. Every business, and I don't care what it is hard work. And you have to show up every day, and you've got to apply yourself. And you know, when your name's on the door, or your name's behind the name on the door, and somebody has to do something important, the business owner is the one with the somebody shirt on, right?
Right.
And they're the one that has to do it. And there's a higher level of accountability that comes with, you know, making sure that the families in your business and the employees and your customers are all taken care of. But yep. In exchange for that, you get some choice and control how you go about your life, and you get to make more of the decisions that personally affect you. And, for example, I'm a big family guy. I always have made the choice, because I wanted to attend my kids' school plays or little concerts, stuff like that, whatever it was.
Right.
Even if it meant I had to get up super early and do a proposal or an estimate or get the crews out or whatever it was, I still was able to make that choice. And for me, that was very important. I wanted some autonomy and control over what happened to me. And I think that's a big piece of what people are looking for today, to have a little bit of freedom. They're not afraid to work hard, but they also want to know that the decisions that they're going to make are they're going to have control over the things that affect them.
Mm. Yeah.
Keep the first things the first
things. Also, you're building a saleable asset, right?
Yep.
Well, absolutely. And what were you saying, Gina?
It's important to keep the first things the first things, your priorities.
Right.
First things first, second things never.
Right, and to have the freedom to do that is such a great thing right. That owning a business gives you.
And it is a choice. You know, you have the choice to do the business, or you have a choice to keep a job. And I always say to folks as they're looking at franchising, you know, finding a great franchise is not difficult. I mean, this business, Advantaclean, is top notch, one of the best things you could get into. But your choice is not going to be between Advantaclean and Burger King. It's going to be the choice between uncertainty and unhappiness. And most people choose unhappiness, and they miss the kids' plays, and they're on the plane going to some, you know, event for work that they don't want to go to, or staying late and making, you know, doing these reports that no one's going to read anyway. But there's that illusion of safety in a job, and that's kind of what we're battling all the time in the franchise consulting world, for sure. I'm sure you can relate to that, Jeff, as people come knocking on your door to investigate the franchise, right?
Yeah, and you know, I love it when people are running towards something and not running away from something. But, you know, there's always a stimuli that makes us you know, analyze a new choice or a new path. So, and the great thing about it is there's people like you around who understand what the options are. And, you know, it's not just food.
Right.
There are so many things out there that, that can fit what you like to do and your lifestyle and your needs, income needs, lifestyle needs. So, I mean, you just they just have to find somebody they can talk to that understands, you know, what the options are.
Yeah, no question about it, which makes me, you know, think of, you know, the question, what is the investment for an Advana clean? Do you need $1 million?
Absolutely not. You know, and you know, we've just every year you redo your documents and you know, we're considered a low investment franchise. I mean, you've got to have a little bit of liquidity. You know, I don't want to throw exact numbers out there, but you know, you're in there at $100,000,
right?
You know, liquid, and then you know you're going to have a truck and take some loans and leases out and stuff like that. So, right. I mean, we can help people with that answer.
Yeah, and my point is that you don't need $1 million. You know, everybody's like, oh, you know, they're driving home from work right now. You know, it's 8 p.m. on the East Coast, and they're like, oh, man, you know, they're listening to this in their car, and they're like, I can never do this. I don't have $1 million. But lo and behold, you could get into something that is a low investment. You know, it's only $100,000, which is still a lot of money, don't get me wrong, and a lot of people just can't get that together. I get that, and we do have help for people that have a good credit score. But
yeah, there's all kinds of ways for people to finance, you know, the investment into an Advana clean. It's, you know, that's never a problem. Typically, us finding a way to get people into the business that want to be in the business.
Right, and it's cool because you're in a business now that's really helping people. You're clearing the environment of their home or their office, and it's a feel-good type of situation. And by the way, as the franchise owner, I like to make clear to people because they you know, you're not going to be the person cleaning the air ducts per se, but you're going to have a small team of people, and that's what really gives you leverage as you're building your business. Would you agree with that, Jeff? Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you in any business today, you're going to need to build a team. And, you know, the better you are at the people piece and, the you know, doing the things that we teach you how to do and building a great team, the more successful that you're going to be.
Yep. And you said, you know, you have to work the business. And I'll tell you, I used to be a government worker. I worked for the New York City Transit System. I quit and I bought a smoothie franchise, and it was the hardest thing I ever did, but it was the best thing I ever did, and I loved it every single minute. I mean, I worked hard, and I loved it to this day. I actually miss it, and I've been out of it since 2005, 12 years. And one thing I like to say to people is if you are the kind of person that thinks you're going to, you know, join a gym and get in shape just because you joined a gym, you know, don't buy a franchise because you're not going to be successful just by buying a franchise. You actually have to work the system, as they say, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'd be interested to know what your trigger was that said, hey, I'm going to get out of this job and I'm going to take a flyer on a smoothie franchise. And, you know, most of us are looking to solve two problems, right? So first of all, I don't know what I want. And that's a problem. Some people, you know, I don't feel happy. I don't feel fulfilled. I don't know what I want. Or number two, I know what I want, but I don't know how to get it.
Right.
And, you know, the first step is really all about outcomes. I mean, you have to solve the equation. You know, what is my X? What do I want? And why do I need it? And once you get on the path, and if you don't know how to do that, you know, I mean, again, I've said it earlier. Half of life is showing up. Nothing's going to happen from your couch.
Yeah, right.
And nothing's going to happen from status quo. So you got to show up somewhere where people are up to something and going somewhere. And Tom, the older I get, the more I realize how important it is to be around people that I want to go through life with. So, you know, find some people that are up to something and going somewhere that know how to make a change, help you, guide you through that process. And if you're listening to this show, call Tom. That's what he does, and find people to help you, tell you where to show up and expand your options. So figure out what you want to get. And, you know, I really believe to some that we're going to be some factor of the books we read, the people we meet, and the conversations we have. And this is something that I share with our owners is that, look, conversations are the stock and trade of business owners. Mm-hmm. And line workers get paid by the hour. Salespeople get paid commission. Gina, you get paid by the gig, right?
Yes, I do.
Comedians get paid by the gig.
Yep.
And business owners get paid by the conversation and the quality of the conversations that we have and who are we having them with. So,
yep.
You know, if you're not happy with what you're getting or you don't know what you want, get out there and have some conversations and show up.
That's it. So we're gonna get ready for a break here, Jeff. Would you mind hanging on through the commercial? We'll talk to you some more.
Absolutely.
This is good. Because what you're saying really resonates with me. So this is the Franchise Radio Show, and we're going to be right back with Jeff Duden from Advantaclean, the founder and CEO of a national franchise, talking about the great things about franchising, and I'm going to tell my story about how I got into this. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Take this job and shove it.
And now back to the Franchise Academy Radio Show with your host and small business and franchise expert, Tom Skarda.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Franchise Radio Show. And we have Jeff Duden on and... from Advantaclean, excited, and sorry for that long break there, Jeff, but we are back, and we are in action here. So, you know, very interesting, because we were talking about, you know, making the choices to buy a franchise, and it's interesting, because back in 2006, we had a franchise. It was our second franchise. It wasn't doing well. We had to shut it down. And Gina had retired from the NYPD and decided, we were trying to make the decision, should she go back to the NYPD and work, or should she follow her dream of stand-up comedy and acting and everything, and we chose uncertainty, and she went into acting. And she's been doing a lot of great things, Last Comic Standing, I mean, all that cool stuff. And now next Friday, June 30th, she is... one of the major players has a major role in the play, My Big Gay Italian Wedding, at Resorts in Atlantic City. So if you're around Atlantic City next weekend, come and see Gina live in this play. It's a blast.
It's hysterical.
It's hysterical, for sure. It's awesome. So, Jeff, are you there?
I am.
Oh, thank goodness you didn't hang up on me.
I told him he had to plug my play. Sorry.
Well, congratulations. I'm sure it's awesome.
Oh, it's exciting.
It's going to be fun. So, you know, when I was a subway conductor back in the day, going back many, many years, one day I was working on the R train. If you know the R train in New York, it's the only train out of 21 lines that does not come out of the subway at all. It doesn't go above ground. Every other line comes out on a trestle or over the bridge, aside from the shuttles and Grand Central. I hated that line, and I had it every Sunday night when I was a young new conductor. And one day I remember eating a bagel and cream cheese for dinner, and because I work 5 p.m. to 1 p.m., 1 a.m. rather, and I was very unhappy about working this one particular Sunday night because the rest of my Italian family was home eating pasta, and I was eating a bagel. And this old timer said to me, "Hey, kid, this is a great job. You'll always have a shirt on your back. It'll never be a silk shirt, but you'll always have a shirt." And I was like, bam, that hit me like a bucket of cold water. And I was like, man, I'm working so hard, you know, Tuesdays and Wednesdays off. And when does it get better? And I looked at my bosses who I know, you know, I love dearly and still friends with a lot of the folks there. But they were not wearing the metaphorical silk shirt that I was after. And as I looked around, I realized business owners were. And I read a lot of books, and I studied a lot of mentors, went to seminars, and I realized that a franchise is a business with training wheels, and that's what I needed. I didn't know how to start a business. I didn't have a great education. I didn't come from money. My father was a New York City police officer. I didn't have this pedigree. And a franchise is really what changed my life. So I took that chance. It was a major chance. I quit, gave up my pension, bought in a smoothie franchise, built it into three units, and was very successful in selling it, made a lot of money, and semi-retired at 41 years old. And for the past 12 years, I've been helping people do the same thing with a company called Franchoice out of Minneapolis. So Jeff, you asked me how I started. That's the story. That was the impetus for me to start getting into franchising.
Well, that's outstanding, and congratulations for the courage to take the step.
Yeah, it took a lot, believe me. I mean, we didn't even have the money back in 2005 to do it. We had to get a loan for the whole thing, and back then it was a lot easier to get money. I just walked into the bank and did a one-page application for a home equity loan and had $100,000 3 days later. And went right into business, and it just changed my life. It was funny because I was at the International Franchise Expo this past week in the Javits Center in Manhattan, and I walked in the door, walked up to the registration desk, and who's standing there reading the brochure is the former president of Maui Wowie, the guy who actually was my mentor, Michael Haith. He's now the owner of Teriyaki Madness. And I was like, wow, this is like a weird omen. It was a pretty cool meeting. Talk about serendipity, right?
Absolutely.
So, Jeff, if somebody's like at a crossroads and maybe not feeling fulfilled, and, you know, perhaps you were like that kind of guy, what's your best advice to them? What advice would you give to your younger self? How about that?
Well, I think we talked a little bit about it, but you know, you have to be committed to learning. You have to be committed to growth, and then you have to be tireless about trying to figure out what it is that you want out of your life. You wanted that silk shirt. You wanted something different. You didn't know exactly what it was, and you didn't know how to get it. So what did you do? Stepped out there and you said, look, I want a silk shirt. I want something different. I want to be able to be home with my family. And I'm just going to go out and find a way to get started. And you just have to take action. Right. And it starts with showing up somewhere, showing up at the IFE where you were, 1,000 great brands, there to choose from. So, I think that's what it is. You know, we get caught in this trap where we're doing the same thing, and we get a little bit stuck, and we get a little bit comfortable, and then maybe we find out that we're hanging out with people that might be great people, but yet they have the same opinions, views, and perspectives that we do.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we're going to be an average of the five people that you hang around with, how important is it that you pick the right five people to hang around with?
Yeah.
Right? So important.
You want to pick people that are where you want to be, right? You got to be where the puck's going to be, not where you are today. So
yep.
It takes a lot of courage to step outside of yourself and, you know, let's say, hey, I've got a lot invested in my life and my lifestyle, but, you know, if I'm going to get a different outcome, I'm going to have to change, you know, the approach that I'm taking.
Right. I love that. And you said one of my favorite things in the world, which I share all the time with people, is that you are a sum of the five people you hang around with most. So look around. You know, my grandmother back in, like, with the Italian accent said, show me your family and I'll show you who, show me your friends and I'll show you who you are.
Yeah.
So that resonated with me big time. And Gina and I think about that.
Yeah, the older I get, the more I look like my 200-pound bull mastiff. We eat the same. We vote the same. We sleep on the same couch.
Aww, that's funny.
That's funny.
That's great. And it's really important. I mean, as June and I think about it, as we travel in different circles, we're always looking to hang out with at least one person who has done something that we want to do. And that's how you learn. And it's very uncomfortable to do that. You know, you feel intimidated and what have you. But that's how you're going to learn how to get to the next level. And you know, if you want a franchise, you got to start talking to franchise people. And not just business people. You got to talk to franchise people, and they will tell you the ins and outs. And you know, ultimately, one day you'll wake up and you'll be owning a franchise if that's mm-hmm. who you hang out with.
We also have that connection commitment that we made. But you know, can I tell my story about Frances McDormand?
Yeah, sure.
So I got this role in a play in Long Island, and it was a small regional theater. It was called Good People. And Frances McDormand had just starred in that role on Broadway and won a Tony for it. So I said, you know what? I'm going to write to Frances McDormand. I mean, talk about leveling up, right? I wrote her letter. I mean, it was so scary just writing a letter. I was sitting at my kitchen table. My heart is pounding. You should have seen me when I went to go put this thing in the mailbox. I found her address online. Can you believe that? And I sent it to her, and she wrote me back. So that's what you're talking about. You know, find people who've done something that you want to do and get advice from them. And, you know, quite often, even though she's a big, you know, award-winning actress, she took the time to write me back and tell me the best way to play that role. And I thought that was just so nice of her. But, you know, you have to reach out, you know, step outside your comfort zone and level up.
Right. And people will talk themselves out of it before they do. I mean, most people would say, oh, she'll never write me back. I'm not even going to waste the time to do it. And you don't know unless you ask. And you're surprised how, when you do that, how willing people are to really give back to you. Because they've, you know, they are where they are. And they, most people will look back and say, yeah, I want to give back. And this is one way of giving back. So that was, you know, props to Frances McDormand.
Yeah. It's just, it's funny how it was so scary to just drop a letter in the mailbox. And, you know, people have to look at that and say, you know, what was so scary about that? What is the big deal? You know, now I know it's no big deal to pick up the phone and make a phone call. It's no big deal to reach out to somebody. You know.
It takes 3 seconds of courage. That's it.
3 seconds of courage.
Very cool stuff.
Yeah. And there's risk in that. And we can tell ourselves that, you know, what if this happens or what if they reject me or whatever. But, I mean, one thing I've found with really successful people is the more successful people become, the greater weapon humility can be for them. And they often understand, you know, sure, there's some people that get very successful and they become a little bit unapproachable. But I think that in a lot of times that's a phase. And most people are really looking for anybody that's willing to come up and talk to them and not be afraid to ask, hey, you know, ask an intelligent question and then listen. And so I really applaud you for sending that letter because you probably didn't expect the response that you got.
I did. It's funny.
Oh, you did?
I did expect her to write me back. I wasn't sure if it was going to be with, you know, an order of protection. To stay away.
A restraining order.
I did expect something. Like, how'd you get this address?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's so funny because if you really want something bad enough, the information is out there. We live in a time where you can find out anything on anybody. So, you know, I mean, I of course, had very good intentions and I was asking for advice. And I think people love giving advice.
They do. Absolutely mm-hmm. do.
Yeah.
Very cool stuff. I mean, it's this is the kind of stuff we talk about all the time, you know, Gina and I. This is like our, you know, we're doing it on the air now, but this is our think tank every morning over coffee is talking about these kind of strategies. So it's a lot of fun, and I'm blessed to have Gina on my side. So it's awesome. Jeff, I want to ask you something about your business and your affiliations, because I'm a big fan of two different charities. One is for animals and one is for children. And I think you guys are aligned pretty heavily with a children's charity. Is that right? How did that come about?
So, you know, that's correct. We are a national strategic partner with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which really is a dream come true for us. As a brand and as individuals, we've been in business for 23 years, and you know, we have a lot of people that have been here a long time, and it's always been something that we've done is to reach out and help do the right thing when it crossed our path. So, you know, back in the day before we were you know, franchising, it might be something like if a lady on a fixed income has a water damage, the insurance company pays for it, the vinyl floor, but there's rotten wood that they won't pay for. So we would just go ahead and fix the floor and, you know, not charge her so that she could, you know, do her laundry and all that kind of stuff. But what happened is we got into the clean, safe, and healthy business and really started being connected with people with real needs and real-world situations, with immune deficiency situations. We started getting connected with a lot of people. And I'll give you an example. Victoria Martinson was a child, and she was 6 years old, and she was terminal with cancer. And in so many situations like that, one of the parents has to quit work, and it really taps the resources of the family. Mm-hmm. And there was a water damage claim. The insurance company paid for it, but they were in a starter home, and it had some groundwater issues, and the entire underneath the house was covered with mold. And so we found this out, and the insurance company wasn't going to cover it. So, some of our technical people from here went down and did air quality testing and wrote up a protocol, and we provided filtration, and some of our franchise owners showed up, and we just did the job for free so Victoria could come home and to a safe place. And, since then we started getting connected with Levine's Children's Hospital in Charlotte and Hemby's Children's Hospital, and their outplacement people started calling us when there was a situation where a child had just gone through their cancer treatment and they had a problem at home and they needed something done. So it really kind of started that way, and it started to snowball to where in 2016, we were just one of a handful of companies, great big brands, everyday household names that are strategic partners with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which is the number one recognized charitable brand in the world. Yeah. And they do incredible work. They've been in business. I've been to Memphis. I go to Memphis every year for the Partner Summit. It's really, we take our team there. It's an inspirational thing for us. And, when they started doing what they do, the survival rate from childhood cancer was 20%.
Yeah.
And today, it's over 80%.
Yeah.
And they share their protocols worldwide, and it's just a tremendous organization. So, so we became a partner with them, and so when you come to join AdvantaClean and you come to talk to us, one of the asks is if you get a call from our foundation and there's a family somewhere in the country that has a situation like I've described, then...
Oop. I think we lost Jeff there. Hey.
Did we lose Jeff?
Well, looks like we lost Jeff.
That's a wonderful thing that they're doing. I mean, especially what we went through with my nephew Aiden.
Yeah.
And, the past 2 years, Aiden has leukemia, and he's been going through all kinds of chemo and horrible things. But he went to Sloan Kettering. But St. Jude's is a wonderful, wonderful organization to be involved with. And we're actually involved with, Tom was involved with the Ronald McDonald House, right?
Yep.
Which is also does fantastic things for families and kids that are going through that horrible, horrible sickness.
Yeah. And the Ronald McDonald House is all about providing for the families that have to stay with their child if they have to stay in the hospital long term.
Yeah.
So they have these apartments that are built next to the hospital. And, I deal with Long Island Jewish here in Nassau County, Long Island.
So God bless you, Jeff, if you're listening. For doing that. That's absolutely wonderful.
Hey, Mike, the engineer, if Jeff calls back in, please plug him back up for us. Bring him on. So, very, very, I give props to Jeff, and that's a big thing for me is...
All right, we got Jeff back.
Oh, Jeff's back.
Hey, thank you for that, Mike. So,
sorry, just dropped off, and, if you want me to finish the thought?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, so when you come in to visit AdvantaClean, the ask that we have is if our foundation calls and says, hey, we have a family that has a need, as a franchise owner, if you're able, will you consider helping this family in the way that we've always done? And our values are an acronym that spell CARES. It's community, accountability, respect, excellence, and service, or a servant's heart. And really, community is the value that our AdvantaClean owners really rally around, making a difference in the community, one family, friend, neighbor at a time. And so it's a powerful thing for us. And really, it's one of those litmus tests that we know if you're kind of our people, right?
That's awesome. I love that. And it's so funny because people are like, business franchising is all about just making money and all that kind of stuff. And when you hear these kind of stories from somebody like this, who's a CEO and founder of a national franchise brand, I mean, it just gives you a whole different perspective on how great the franchise industry really is. And there's many, many companies that are involved with charitable organizations through franchising. So, you know, I give you a lot of credit, Jeff, and I appreciate you doing that. And we have a family member who has childhood leukemia, been dealing with it for 2 years, and our nephew Aiden, and he's over the hump now, and he's in total recovery mode. So we're excited about that. And you know, a lot of interesting things happen when things like that happen, right? So we had Aiden was a major fan, or is a major fan, of the Walking Dead TV show. I don't know if you know that, about the zombies. And through Twitter, it got out to the cast of that show, and they were in town for Comic-Con, and they showed up at Aiden's house to have dinner with him.
Yeah, the five of them, they all came over and had dinner at my niece's house.
It was just...
Wow.
He was over the moon. Yeah. And even the other show, Fear the Walking Dead, he also came a different day.
Right.
So Cliff Curtis. Yeah.
Just amazing stuff. So people have a great heart, you know, and that's what I always like to remember, as we hear a lot of bad news about a lot of kind of crazy crap happening on every corner of the globe. You know, we all want the same thing, right? We want love and peace in our family, and everybody to prosper.
And health. And I hope Aiden continues to do well.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. And he is doing great. So we're coming to the bottom of the show here, Jeff. Unfortunately, we got to have you back because we got a lot more to talk about. We didn't even really get into the experience at Undercover Boss. So we're going to talk more. But we're winding it down, Jeff. I want to thank you again for coming on the show with me here, the Franchise Radio Show. And this could be heard through the week. It's played various times on this station, 103.9 FM New York, and on iTunes podcast, and on my website, the Franchise Radio Show. So please tune in. Next week, we're going to have Mitch Cohen, who's bringing a new franchise to Long Island. And don't forget to follow me on Facebook and Twitter, and subscribe to my YouTube channel for great videos. And Tom Scarter, we're out. Thank you.
Good night.